ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नामश्रेष्ठं मदमपि शक्तिपुत्रमत्रस्वरूपं रूपं तस्यागजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रतिता कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः पदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साकृजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता शिवशाखान्वितांश्च Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Recently, just about 2 weeks ago in Kanchipuram, there was the initiation, 2 weeks wasn't it? 2 weeks ago in Kanchipuram. Please. Sit comfortably. If we need more, do we need more chairs for those who are who have stiff knees or for other reasons have difficulty sitting on the floor? Any, does anyone need a chair? If so, please let us know. We can bring that. Koi agar kursi mein baithna chahte hai, humko suchit kijiye. No, all right. Please, you like to sit down? We like to see you. No place to sit. Oh, well, that's good in one sense. So, 2 weeks ago in Kanchipuram, which maybe you've heard of, it's, everyone's heard of, the ladies have heard of Kanchi Saris. They all know, but in South India it's Kanchi Saris, but it's an important holy place in the sampradaya of Sri Ramanujacharya, one member of whom is present here with his Ramanuja Tilak. So we had a festival there, and I gave an initiation, one of the ladies, the name Jagannath Ishwari Radharani Devi Dasi. Is she present here? No. Is her son present here? He was there in Bhimavara. Oh, you're there. Okay. So, listen carefully. Because at the time I didn't have the time to explain it, but I said that this name has a very deep meaning. And I promised to explain it when I came here to the Twin Cities. There was a very deep meaning. Generally, Srila Prabhupada, our founder acharya, our guru, and the guru of the whole world, some people recognize it and some people don't. Generally, Srila Prabhupada was reticent, means cautious, or in speaking on very elevated subjects in public. But sometimes he did so, maybe more so among Indian people who are anyway exposed to these subjects. Just recently I was listening to a recording of Srila Prabhupada speaking in Tehran, the capital of Iran, which that was prior to the revolution there, which brought in a strictly Muslim government. So at that time it was more open. Srila Prabhupada was speaking there to a group of Indian people, I heard the recording, in the course of which Srila Prabhupada spoke of how the gopis of Vrindavan are the topmost devotees of Krishna, and Srila Prabhupada told the story, true story, of how Krishna one day had a headache. Now, Krishna is Bhagavan, and Bhagavan is Anandamaya. He's all full of bliss. He doesn't suffer. In this material world, we suffer. But sometimes he may put on a pretense, that is called lila, of some suffering, just to demonstrate some point or to increase the sweetness of his lila. So one day in Vrindavan, it was reported that Krishna had a headache. And what was the cure? Krishna himself said that the cure for my headache, Srila Prabhupada explained this, is if I can have the dust of my devotees' feet on my head. So then they thought, okay, who are the devotees? So they went to so many devotees and said, can we take the dust from your feet? What for? We want to put it on Krishna's head to cure his headache. He said, put the dust of my feet on Krishna's head? We have to put the dust of Krishna's feet on our head. We can't put our foot dust on Krishna's head. It's very wrong. We'll go to hell. So many devotees were asked, and they all refused. Then eventually they came to the gopis of Vrindavan, who said, when they were asked, they said, well, if you think that the dust of our feet can cure Krishna's headache, that he has to put the dust on his head, then you take it. But aren't you afraid? If you do that, that's very sinful. You'll go to hell. Yeah, we'll go to hell. But let Krishna's headache be cured. So Srila Prabhupada explained, this is the sign of that the gopis are the topmost devotees. Pragara prema. What is that? Praga prema ebebaha nidja bigna dukhadya nakare bicha. It is seen in the behavior of devotees who have very deep love for Krishna that they do not consider their own personal happiness or distress. So Srila Prabhupada told this very elevated topic. Srila Prabhupada explained this, how we should be selfless in Krishna's service. And he said, of course, we cannot be on the level of the gopis, but we should aspire to follow their example. So in that spirit, I'll speak on this very elevated topic, which I promised to speak on. Jagannath Ishwari is a name of Radharani, which is found in the scripture, or the scriptural section called Sri Radha Sahasranama. You have all heard of Vishnu Sahasranama. There are many Sahasranamas. Maybe some of you have also heard of Lalita Sahasranama. Have you heard of that? That's in praise of Lalita Durga. There's also Sri Radha Sahasranama, in which one of the names is Jagannatheshwari. And that's also a name that Srila Prabhupada gave to one of my god sisters. She was in London. I don't know where she is now. I think she went to South Africa. So this has a very deep meaning, because Jagannath, the meaning is very clear. He's the Lord of the universe. So the Lord of the universe means he's the Lord of everything and everyone within the universe. Yat chakshur savita sakala grahanam rajas samasta sura muritira shesha tejaha. Yat yagya brahmati samrita kala chakra. Govinda vadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yat chakshur esha savita sakala. By his order, the sun, who is considered the eye or the king of all the planets, rotates in its orbit. He's the lord of everything. But Ishvari means she controls. So she controls he who controls everyone else. Who is that? That is Radharani. Now particularly Jagannath, that is of course one name of Krishna. He has many other names. Another well-known name is Gopinath. And one name of Sri Radha Sahasranama is Gopinatheshwari. So he controls all the other gopis, but she controls him. What is the meaning of this? This was demonstrated in one Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna in one form. Why should that be? Krishna is the Supreme Lord and Radha is the Supreme Companion of the Supreme Lord, non-different from him. Just like even in ordinary language, we will speak of the wife of a man as Ardhangini. Means they're one body, means they're just so much close that they're considered one person, one body, two halves of one body. We also, there's also the Ardhanarishwari, the form of Shiva with Parvati, combined together like that. So why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he is Radha and Krishna combined together, that is a very deep understanding. Generally we discuss Bhagavad Gita as it is, the ABCs of spiritual knowledge, which ABC means it's far above all your PhD, Osmania University, AP University, Oxford, Cambridge, Harvard, Yale, even one verse from Bhagavad Gita, properly explained and understood, exceeds all of the knowledge, all of the materialistic knowledge of all the material world, because this is spiritual knowledge, which is intrinsically on a higher level. Indriyani parani ahur indriyebhya parang manaha manasastu parabuddhe yo buddhe paratastu saha. In Gita, Lord Krishna says that there is the platform of the senses, above that is the platform of the mind, above that is the platform of the intelligence, and above that is the spiritual platform, this platform of the soul. So Bhagavad Gita is ABC spiritual knowledge, but it far exceeds any such knowledge as E equals MC squared or anything else. Then Srimad Bhagavatam, this, that is Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, the scientific exposition of knowledge of Bhagavan. What is the meaning of the word Bhagawan is explained in detail in Srimad Bhagavatam. Who is he? How is he? How is he God? Anyone can say, I'm God. At any time in the world, especially in India, there are plenty of people claiming themselves to be God. I just came to learn that the new Sai Baba has come. Yeah. Number three is sufficiently ugly and cheating that he can take the role of the next Sai Baba. Anyway, there are so many. This Baba, that Baba. Babas on every street corner, practically. So who is actually Bhagavan? That we have to understand from Srimad Bhagavatam. The answer very simply is Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original form of the personality of Godhead. He expands himself in many forms. Ramadi murtishu kalam niyamena tishtanna navataram akarod bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam samabhavat paramapumanyo govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. In Sri Brahma Samhita chapter 5, which gives a summation of all the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that beginning with Ram, means generally considered in importance, Ram, there are so many forms, avatars, they descend in the world. But the original form is Krishna. So why we should accept Krishna as supreme? How he manifests the material world and destroys it? Who are his various avatars? All this is described. This is Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, the science of the knowledge of God. That knowledge of God is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam is not only knowledge of God, but knowledge of His greatness, but there is also knowledge of and depiction of His sweetness, which gives rise to rasa, bhakti rasa. Not only sweetness, but that is the essence. Madhurja bhagavatasa. The essence of God's godness is His sweetness. That the essence of God's godness is His sweetness is described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially, is the postgraduate study, in modern terms, of spiritual knowledge. Gita is ABC, Srimad Bhagavatam is the, just like the university level, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is postgraduate. It's a rough analogy. So who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha Krishna Pranayavikriti Haladini Shaktir Asmad Ekatmanav Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhidangato Tau Chaitanyakhyam Prakatam Yad Adhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhavad Yuti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is he? Radha and Krishna, who are they? To understand Radha and Krishna, that is most elevated subject. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He is the Supreme everything. He's also the Supreme Lover. And His Supreme Lover is Sri Radha. So they're inseparable. Ekatma. But even though they are Ekatma, they're one, inseparable. There's no Radha without Krishna, and then it means there's no Krishna without Radha. But still, they manifest separately, always, but they have combined again in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna Swarup, the very form of Krishna, who is imbued with the feelings, the bhava of Radha, and with the goldenness of Radha. So, Krishna is Shyama Sundar, blackish and beautiful, spiritually blackish. Radha is Gaurangi, golden form. And when Shyama Sundar and Gaurangi join, they become Gauranga. Anta Krishna Bahir Gaura. Internally he is Krishna, externally Gaura, golden. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived, after accepting sannyas, he lived in Puri. He is Krishna, but in the mood of Radha, searching for Krishna. So he lived in Puri, Jagannath is there. And very famously, every year in Puri, there is Jagannath Rath Yatra. When Jagannath, he goes from the Sri Mandir to the Gundicha Mandir. So various people have given various interpretations on who is Jagannath. The generally the Vaishnavs see that, well, he's Purushottam, that's another name, particular name for Jagannath. Paramatma, the yogis see him as Paramatma. The Vaishnavas see him as Purushottam. The Shaivas, somehow or other, say that he's Shiva. The Buddhists, they were prominent in that area of India at one time. Somehow they said he was Buddha. So, various people see him in different ways. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Jagannath. He's Krishna. He's with Subhadra and Baladev. That means he's Krishna. Devaki Nandan. He's Krishna in Dwaraka. Because Balaram is with Krishna in Vrindavan and in Dwaraka, but Subhadra is not seen in Vrindavan Leela. She's the wife of Arjuna. Before marrying Arjuna, she was living in Dwaraka. And even after marrying Arjuna, she would often visit Dwaraka, as would Arjuna, because he liked to go to see Krishna, and Krishna liked to go to see him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radha, wanting to relish what is the ecstasy that the devotees feel for Krishna, especially that Radha feels for Krishna. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception, this Rath Yatra festival, what is that? That is remembering the time when Krishna from Dwaraka went to Kurukshetra. What for? For the battle? No, not for the battle. The battle came later. This is narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam. If we study Srimad Bhagavatam, we will become cognizant of all these points. But this one point in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya, what are the inner feelings of Krishna at Kurukshetra? This point was brought out or revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, which was never revealed previously. There have been many worshippers of, followers of, students of, commentators on the leelas of Lord Krishna as they're described in Mahabharata, Harivamsa, Vishnu Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found this point, which no one else had described. Anarpita chirin chirat karunyavatirno kalo samapyata munatajvala rasams rasam shabhakti shriyam. Hari purata sundara duty kadamba sandipita sada hridya kandares purutu va shachinandanaha. In his Mangalacharan, opening to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author offers this benediction to the readers in the same manner that Srila Rupa Goswami did to his readers, that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has, in the age of Kali, Kali Yuga, revealed bhakti of the highest level, which was never revealed before. So may that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shine in the inner recesses of your heart. It's very beautiful language. Those who study Sanskrit, even to a minimal level, can begin to appreciate this. The bhakti bhav, which is expressed by the Vaishnavas in Sanskrit, which is a very suitable language for that, and in other languages also. There are the in Telugu are famous the songs and poems of, for instance, Annamacharya, which are the feelings of the devotee for the Lord. So language is very important. We can use it to go to hell, or we can use it to go to Krishna. So better to cultivate the high topics of Krishna, hear about Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed what was actually happening at Kurukshetra when Krishna was there. At the time of the solar eclipse, he came from Dwarka, and from Vrindavan also came all the Vrajavasis, the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And the Vrajavasis, they know Krishna very well. Who is Krishna? He's Gopala, Vanshidhari. But in Kurukshetra, they saw him not as Gopal Vanshidhari. They saw him as Dwarakanath, with elephants and horses. In Vrindavan, you don't see elephants and horses. You see cows and bulls, not elephants and horses. And so many soldiers and guards. There's no such thing in Vrindavan. Nowadays, security, you have to have security on every building. And even if you have cows, you have to have guns to protect them. Who from? The Muslims? No, from the Hindus. Who'll steal them and sell them. Anyway, that's something horrible. So they were very anxious to meet Krishna, who'd left Vrindavan. They were very anxious to meet him after a long time. And who was most anxious? Radharani. But they became disappointed when they saw, this is Krishna, but this is not our Gopal. This is not our Vanshidhari. So the Rathiyatra festival, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception, as he sees, because Jagannath, he relates with people differently. Yayata mang prapadyante tangs tathaiva bhajami aham. If we want material gain from Jagannath, he can give that also. There are people, so many people, if there are religious festivals, they'll go there not for any religious benefit, but to make some money. Many people will come, mela, so they'll go and sell some bananas or some toys or for children or some bangles. You'll find always at religious melas. So they may pray to Jagannath, "Oh Jagannath, help me to sell all my bananas." You can pray to Jagannath, "Give me prem bhakti." Or you can pray to Jagannath, "Let me get a good price for my bananas." So Jagannath, he will reciprocate. He's very merciful. Especially when he's ratharudha, when he's on his rat. He's very merciful. So he reciprocates with people in different ways, and those who want to see him specifically as Jagannath, very powerful, mighty, that's how most people see him. That is the correct way to see him. For those of us who want to enjoy this material world, we should remember that this world belongs to Jagannath, to Krishna. We're supposed to live in it by serving him, not to ask him, "You give me an opportunity to enjoy this world." We should live in this world in a manner that we serve him. But for those who are very intimate in service to him, they want to please him in a way which only very intimate devotees can do. Just like the gopis of Vrindavan, they will dance with Krishna and give him pleasure in that way. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception, he's with the feelings of Radha. He sees Rathiyatra means that we are taking Jagannath from Dwaraka to Vrindavan. Because we know that Jagannath, Dwarakanath, he's always happy wherever he is. He is Purnanandamaya, completely happy by constitution. But his full happiness is among the devotees of Vrindavan who love him not because he's Jagannath, but just out of, not because he's mighty and powerful, but just out of their hearts' loving feelings for him. So they want to take him to Vrindavan where he can be, where his Purnananda can be Purnataram, complete in all. Not that it's incomplete anywhere else, but in the spiritual there's fuller and fullest. If a glass is full, you can't put anything more in it. Is that correct? Well, you can. You can put, if the glass of milk is there, you can put sugar and dissolve it. Chemically, it's provable. There's space in between the ions in which you can put salt in water or whatever. And not only, you don't have to be a chemist, you can just do it. You can put some salt in the water and dissolve it. There's space for more. Spiritually, there's always more. We can always give more to Krishna. We can always love Krishna. Krishna is always expanding his bliss and his love. So we can always increase. Of course, first of all, we have to come to the platform of love by leaving behind all our material attachments. That's what I'm saying. It's a very high topic. Well, we probably need to hear that. More we need to hear how we have to become free from material desires and fully surrender to Krishna. But anyway, as I promised to explain this name, I'm doing so. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception then, the Rathiyatra festival is bringing Krishna, the controller of the whole universe, who lives in Dwarka as an opulent king, bringing him to Vrindavan, where there's also opulence, but no one really notices it because they like to see the fruits and the flowers and the grass and the cows and the river Yamuna. They prefer all these simple things. So they, without being dazzled by the opulence of wealth, they simply love Krishna in a very simple and informal setting. So it's described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that during the Rathiatra festival, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present, every year he would attend during the 24 years he lived in Puri. Of course, during that time he was absent sometimes during the first of those 6 years, he was in South India. So one time during that festival, Jagannath stopped. People pulled the rat with ropes. But ultimately Jagannath decides whether he wants to move or not. And there have been several instances in history of the rat just stopping, because Jagannath doesn't want to move. There are several instances. This Shalabeg, nominally Muslim devotee, he wanted to reach, similarly Rasikananda, he was delayed. If you're not in Puri, you have to make a plan to go there well in advance. Nowadays you just take a train. But in those days you had to leave well in advance because the rain comes in the monsoon season, and if you have to walk long distances on muddy roads, many times the rivers will be in spate and they're uncrossable. So there are so many factors. There may be such heavy rain that you can't travel at all. So you have to leave well in advance. So Rasikananda, Shalabeg, maybe some other devotees, they were late. So Jagannath wouldn't move until they came. This happened. This is recorded. So in this case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present and the Rathiatra was going on, but Jagannath stopped. Or sometimes he may enact the pastime of his cart breaking, his rat breaking. For 3 days he stopped outside the house of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. Tomorrow we are celebrating the appearance in this world of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Puri, in the rented house that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was inhabiting at that time. At that time, in Indian culture, there was a distinction between rented house and actual house. Rented house means it's not your house. You have your own house. A rented house means it's temporary, but there's the family property. All these things are going away now. Traditional ancestral property. At least in Bengali, there are different words, Bari and Basha. Bari means your own ancestral house, and Basha means a rented property. So in the rented, that point is always made, it's a rented house, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, just on the road in Puri, the main road, grand road, which goes from the Sri Mandir, Jagannath Mandir, to the Gundicha Mandir or Mashiya Bari, where Jagannath stays. He goes from one temple to another. So in the rat of Jagannath stopped for 3 days outside Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. That must have been the year 1874. That was the year in which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared in this world. So for 3 days he stopped just outside the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. the rented house, where the young baby was there, Bimala Prasad. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, being a great devotee, he organized continuous Sankirtan as long as Jagannath was there, and took the opportunity that the baby was at that time just 6 months old, just the right time for Annaprashana, and that was performed with just at that time for the baby Bimala Prasad, with Jagannath, Anna, and the mother of Bimala Prasad brought that little baby and placed at the feet of Jagannath on the ratha, because people were allowed to go up. And immediately Jagannath's garland fell down and encircled that baby. So this is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is present here in picture form, looking down over us all. So on this occasion, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Jagannath was going along. Those of you who've been there in Puri for Rath Yatra, who's been there in Rath Yatra? You've been there? Many. So, dun 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 dun, this gongs are being sounded. Thousands of gongs, yeah. So it makes a very loud. As long as the rat is moving, that sound will be there. When it stops, they stop. It stops sounding the gong. Ganta. So anyway, it suddenly stopped. And there was nothing wrong with the rat. No one could find anything. No wheel was broken, but wouldn't move. So then the king called all the strong men. The king keeps wrestlers and big strong men. He said, "Okay, no problem. We're here." And they came and pulled as hard as they could. Jagannath wouldn't move. He's Jagannath. He moves when he wants to move. I just wanted to show, you think you're pulling me? Huh. I'm moving you, you're not moving me. So then the king brought all the big elephants, and the mahouts were with this ankush. The elephants were roaring in pain from the mahouts were pushing this ankush, goad it's called. Into Jagannath wouldn't move at all. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Okay, you all go away." And he went to the back of the rat, put his head, pushed, and then Jagannath went. So what is the meaning of this? That not by physical strength, nayam, what is that? Nayam atma balanena hinam. No, that's actually saying without strength we cannot attain to the atma. But what is that strength? Not physical strength. Jagannath, he agrees to be, or he actually has no choice but to be moved by love. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fully imbued with the feelings of Radha, when she tells him, "Okay, now you have to go," he has to go. So in this way, it's demonstrated that he who is Jagannath is subordinate to the love of his devotees, and the topmost devotee, the Prema Swarupini, the very form of the highest love, is Srimati Radharani. And that is the goal of this Krishna consciousness movement, to send people to the spiritual world to join Krishna in his rasa dance. Srila Prabhupada writes that in his one purport. It's a long journey. We have to be Vishoy Charya Kobe Shuddha Hobe Man Tobe Hama Herabo Sri Vrindavan. When we give up material desires and our mind is purified, then we become eligible to see Vrindavan. So that journey to the spiritual world begins with associating with devotees, chanting the holy names of Krishna, understanding the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is. We are all servants of Krishna. And the journey goes all the way up to the spiritual world to become dasanudasa. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayo Dasu Dasan. This is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to see ourselves as servants of the servants of the servants of Krishna, who is Gopinath, Gopi Bhata, the Lord of the Gopis. So we shall go carefully. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he taught Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bhangi, that we worship the path of spontaneous love for Krishna. We want the path of worshipping Krishna only with great reverence, seeing him as master. That is required, but our particular worship is for those greatest of devotees who are on the path of spontaneous attraction. So we shall worship such devotees. Tomorrow, particularly, we shall have Saraswati Puja. It's the wrong day, isn't it, for Saraswati Puja? That's already just finished. Vasant Panchami. But we celebrate Saraswati Puja on the day of appearance in this world of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. People worship Saraswati for getting knowledge of this world, how they can remain in birth and death. And we worship Shuddha Saraswati, who is manifest in the teachings of the greatest devotees. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is Saraswati, the manifestation of Saraswati in the highest knowledge, glorifying Krishna. So tomorrow we shall celebrate Saraswati Puja by worshipping Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is in the line of acharyas from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who teaches us who are very fallen in this Kali Yuga how we may approach Jagannath and Jagannath Eshwari, Radharani, in a manner that we can actually make tangible progress toward the goal of being situated in our constitutional position, where we're meant to be, of serving Radha and Krishna by serving the servants and the servants of the servants and the servants of the servants of the servants of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So you're all invited tomorrow. The celebration is in the morning here from 10:30 to participate in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Puja. Hare Krishna. There's a question. Yeah, but it's not opposite to the, it's nothing to do with the class here. You can, I've spoken on it before. If you look on my website, you can see.
Hare Krishna.